I got involved with Iditarod through a friend of mine. Linnell Toshi is a veterinarian, and she's been doing it the last 5 years, and she said, this is something that I should do. I finally retired, and so I found myself with time and looking for new experiences, and here I am with my first Iditarod year. I'm here today and involved with Iditarod because of my friend Linnell, who advised me to apply, and also because since I've retired, I'm looking for some new experiences and to utilize my veterinary skills with these new experiences, and I found that this is one of the best ways to do it. And how unique is it to be in Alaska at the Iditarod? One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was just being the first year. I've been exposed to so many things that I wouldn't have been at home. And some of them are just simply going to collect the water with the snow machine, which I've never ridden on before. And so I rode that, as well as sitting in the tent with the kerosene heater. And unfortunately, it caught my coat a little bit. And so some of my experiences have been ones that probably will be a little bit costly on the coat and end of it. What I know for sure in life is that it's short and you cannot predict it. And so you've got to take advantage of experiences in life and go with the flow and just try to enjoy life.